Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop People. It is Muckin' Fun Day. It's the 10th day of January, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with us today. It is currently 36 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 40 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and we're in a little warm spell. It looks like it's going to melt all the snow, down here in the basin floor. Hopefully it cools back down and starts snowing again, but this might be it. We'll see. You can't predict the weather. Getting a cure for the common flu, right? Anyways, let's see what we're looking at here. Podcaster Tim Pool swatted during live stream, and we're going to get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, podcaster Tim Pool, I don't know the dude, swatted during a live stream. This is from Washington Examiner. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Podcaster Tim Pool was raided by officers while on the air Thursday in what turned out to be a swatting incident. They call these swatting incidents. You're going to love this. Officers raided Poole's home during a live taping of his podcast after an anonymous source reported people had been shot and killed at Poole's house in Maryland. Several officers responded to investigate what turned out to be a swatting incident. Call this a swatting incident? Is that what you're calling this? Defined by the Washington County Sheriff's Office as a false 911 call, reporting a serious incident to elicit a significant response from police and other emergency services. Really? We're just going to take a fucking peek over here at that fourth article. And keeping in mind that this is the written ratified law of We the People, ratified December 15, 1791. This is the absolute highest fucking law in the whole fucking land. You have to meet every fucking bit of the criteria in this fucking law, especially to enter someone's castle. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. I think one of these swatting events could be classified as unreasonable, wouldn't you? Searches and seizures, because you don't even have a fucking name of the person who called and said this. Oh, it was just a tip we got. Yeah, sure, whatever you fucking say. This is an open invitation. We're going to come into any goddamn house we want to. You want to fucking bet? You want to fucking bet? Shall not be violated. We're going to read it again. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. Shall not be violated. This is the highest law in this fucking land, period. In fact, it's the only fucking law in this land. And no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause supported by oath. That means somebody writing it out as a fucking sworn statement and signing it, or affirmation. That means that they've, somebody else wrote it out for them and they fucking signed it and they're fucking taking responsibility for the fucking, this false report. And particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now that's pretty clear fucking English, ain't it? But let's go back to this fucking bullshit fucking story here. Someone called police and said they shot and killed two people and were going to kill more. Poole tweeted Thursday evening. Police were told not to enter without a warrant, but said they didn't need one due to extenuant circumstances. Now, I'm going to look at go back to this fucking fourth article again. I see nothing about extenuant circumstances fucking mentioned here, do you? You know why this was put in place? Because this is what the fucking king did over in England to the fucking people. That's what the king did in the goddamn colonies to fucking people. Just fuck you, your house isn't fucking, you have no goddamn boundaries we cannot fucking cross. These fuckers all should be taken into fucking custody, charged with violation of the fourth article, excuse me. Charged with violations of the fourth fucking article and fucking tried for fucking treason and sedition. Yeah, I don't really hear about no extenuant circumstances. What the fuck is that? That's called open subject matter. What is an extenuant circumstance? Ask 10 different people in 10 different rooms. You'll get 10 different fucking answers. It is not fucking law. It is nothing. It is a fucking violation, a blatant violation of the fourth article of this fucking man's fucking rights under the fucking supreme, superior, absolute law of we the people ratified December 15, 1791. There can be no fucking arguing it, can there? Was there a goddamn warrant issued? Was there an affidavit attached or somebody's signature on the son of a bitch? Was there any signature? Was there even a fucking warrant? No. Oh, somebody yelled down the street there, oh, somebody's killing somebody. That person should be charged with attempted fucking murder. And in the fucking common law, they would be. Because in the first place, in the common law, it would have never fucking happened. Because it is a violation of the law. These cops violated the fucking highest law in this fucking land, and they ain't gonna be nothing done about it because this guy didn't do it on the fucking spot. Someone called police and said police were told not to enter without a warrant, but said they didn't need one due to extenuant circumstances. I don't need a warrant because I can take your money on the side of the road. And due to extenuant circumstances, which means I want your fucking money. I want to rob you. This isn't just a bill of suggestions. That is goddamn absolute, the highest law in this fucking land. And if we do not enforce it, fuck, you do not have a goddamn phone. Why might as well just leave your fucking door unlocked? Any fucking gang member wants to come in and fucking hack you up, because that's what these son of a bitches are. They are not fucking, they're not lawful judicial. They have no goddamn judicial authority. They can't get it because there is no common law court to get it in. And we the people are guaranteed common law jurisdiction in our autonomy and in our fucking carrying out of our lives. Poole's co-host, Linda Smith, received a text message claiming the household had been raided during the Thursday broadcast of Timecast IRL. Smith's comments were followed by an officer passing briefly in front of the camera. Poole stepped out of camera view to speak to an officer while his host discussed the dangers and risks involved with such raids, according to the video. You fucking, what you did is you came in violation of the highest law in this fucking land, and these motherfuckers haven't even been arrested. Because we're the ones that are gonna have to do the fucking arresting. We can walk in any house. I wanna walk in there. Pick that house right there. Walk over there, go over there and say, I had an anonymous report. Somebody was fucking shot in here. Get out of the way. I'm coming in. I'm searching your fucking house. Well, no, you fucking ain't. No, you fucking ain't. The colonists fucking, they got sick of this fucking admiralty shit. And they shot it out of this fucking country. And that's what we have to do. We have to shoot these motherfuckers out of these non-judicial private fucking security for a fucking private fucking corporation called the United States Corporation and the state fucking corporations and every fucking corporation right down to the corporate corporation single contractor. Because, you know, the thing is, you know, it was announced a few years, it's been more than a few years ago, that the fucking public sector employed more people than the private fucking sector. So, and Bill always said that was going to happen. You know, he said everybody from the mailman to the goddamn fucking water, you know, the water meter reader. Well, they'll arm them. They're going to arm them all, you see. Don't you get it? Because they're here to take your goddamn freedoms and liberties away from you under that fucking lawless, treasonous, fraudulent 14th fucking amendment that could never be. That is a violation of the 9th article of the Supreme Superior Absolute People's Law, ratified by we the people through our elected representatives back when we did elect our representatives. And it was a fucking, and they represented the people. And it was the law before it was ever added to that fucking constitution, which was not ratified by we the people. Now this fucking cocksuckers are claiming some kind of, that you don't even have a fucking front door. We want to come in, work, all we got to do is just say, well, so we had a unanimous tip, really? Take the tip of this, boom! There's a tip for you, son of a bitch. I got some more. If you will not defend your fucking castle, we just think of that, people. Across this fucking land, if they can just walk in your goddamn house without even fucking, I mean, even one of their phony fucking warrants. Oh, we heard a crime was committed and we're going to walk and look through your fucking house. Well, no, you fucking ain't. You might, but a bunch of us is going to be dead before it's over with, motherfucker, because I will defend my 4th article right. I will defend that 9th article and that 10th article that applies it to the state. And that has to be our fucking attitude. Either that or you might as well just fucking hand him your fucking guns and bend over and take it in the fucking head and go fall in the fucking ditch and let these fucking little pissant 12 to 20% communist fascist pig motherfuckers have the place. If you will not defend your fucking home, you will not defend your fucking children. What the fuck are you any good for? Tell me that. Poole later returned to the camera to confirm the raid, saying two officers had entered the house to search the premises. Really? Did they have that fucking... See, the 4th article here says, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizure. Was this an unreasonable search and seizure? Oh, somebody told somebody that told somebody that, you know, really, you don't even have the name of the person that could have had a fucking firefight going on at that goddamn house if that guy would have defended his fucking rights? You don't even have a name? You don't have a signature? Oh, we were in too big of a hurry because it was an active fucking deal. Well, you better get in less of a fucking hurry because you did it. We went to the wrong place. It was a fucking lie. And people could have been fucking hurt, and you violated the law. You violated that 4th article, plain and simple. Each one of these cocksuckers involved in this violated the 4th article. That's the supreme law of this fucking land. That is sedition. That is treason. Not to mention they're non-judicial fucking goddamn private fucking security officers for a private fucking corporation known as the United States of America or this fucking state of Washington. It's a corporation. They're a goddamn business. They operate under the Uniform Commercial Code, and they don't think they have to recognize the goddamn highest law in this fucking land. Well, that's what they thought back in goddamn 1775, and the fucking people back then taught them better. And it's time to teach them better now. This just made just another fucking thing to fucking try and piss you off and upset you. Well, I mean, fucking do it, you cocksuckers. The officers were polite and merely worked to confirm it was swatting attempt. The podcaster says, "Oh, go you were. I won't really. You. It was all right with you there, Mr. Poole, Tim Poole. It was all right for them to fucking violate your fucking house, to violate the highest law in this fucking land, and you sit there and you fucking. Oh well, they were polite why they did it. Were they polite why they fucked your wife?" Are they going to be polite when they fuck your daughter right in front of you? Huh, you son of a bitch? You failed to fucking defend my rights and your rights, you coward. When Poole demanded the officers return with a warrant, they told him they could enter the property without one because of possible threat. Hypothesis here. I think that the fucking fourth article was put in place so that this could not happen. It's exactly what it was put there to protect the people from. These hypotheses. Well, somebody said something happened there. I don't know who it was or anything. Yeah, we walked in and killed a few people and shot the fucking dog. And it was a swatting thing. You think we're going to stand for this shit? Okay, because of the possible threat, because of a maybe, a hypothetical. God damn it, people, you got to know that our law was not set up for us to be fucking goddamn tyrannized under hypotheticals. There's no hypothetical in fucking law. Our law has to be fact, not conjecture, not opinion, fact. Did they have one fucking fact that they were working on? Even if some asshole did call in a 911 call. Did they have that person's name? Did they have any reason to believe that person was telling the fucking truth? Did that person have to sign an affidavit saying they were telling the truth? Did they even know who this fucking person was? So somebody gets pissed at somebody, they just call in one of these fucking swatting things. It was a fake swatting raid. Three people were killed. And people have been fucking killed like this, people. So you might as well figure it out. I mean, they started in your fucking car. It used to be they stopped and they couldn't search your fucking car without a warrant. Now they just fucking push you. My dog farted. Get out of the fucking way or I'll shoot you. And they rip your fucking car apart. They can't do that either. That would be one of your effects that belongs to you. And neither we, I mean, I've been watching these goddamn videos and stuff, and we're seeing the return of the fucking goddamn Gestapo fucking East German Stasi motherfuckers beating fucking people. It's okay, you know, because they're not beating black people. And that's what I told you when they're doing all this shit with Black Lives Matter. They pick a small portion of the population, a minority in the population, and say the problem lies here. The more white people are attacked in this goddamn country than any other fucking color because where there's more of us. And you try to pretend like there's, I'm going to white privilege. I never fucking noticed it when I was getting a shit beat out of me when I was young. But I sure will not have it happen now that I'm fucking old and I know the goddamn law and I know my fucking rights and I'll die for them. Brandon Tatum, a former police officer, guest hosting that day. So you had a fucking cop as a guest host here, huh? That day confirmed it was typical procedure, explaining the officers were justified to ensure no crime had been committed. No, they fucking were not. In the first place, they had no jurisdictional authority to even be at that fucking house. They are not unelected. The only one that can fucking get jurisdiction would be, you'd have to get the sheriff. You'd have to be an elected sheriff. Eric, yeah, go ahead.
Hey, you know those two, and I hate Brandon Tatum. He's a black guy, too. I hate that dude, man.
Yeah.
That's one guy. He's an ex-cop. And Tim Poole, he's still stuck in that left-right paradigm. They're not on our side, I'm going to be honest with you. They're not. And those two, they're doing it like that together. I mean, there's really no telling, like, with those two, because those two, they're so much still in that left-right paradigm. Then Brandon Tatum, he's an ex-cop. He does videos where he defends every little right that cops do. He defends everything. Even if a cop shoots somebody who's innocent, he defends them. Man, those two right there, they're a bunch of assholes, and they are fake patriots. So let's just say that.
Well, you could say this whole thing was set up to fucking try to set a precedence. Oh, we can come, if we have to make sure there's no, crime, somebody said there was a crime, we don't know who they are or who it was, but there, somebody said there a crime might be being committed here, so we get to go up, come in your fucking house, rifle through your shit, do any fucking goddamn thing we want, shoot your fucking dog, shoot you. I mean, they could have been, that's what this could be for. Well, fucking, I'll tell you what, everybody ain't gonna fucking let you just fucking walk through their goddamn door. There will be fucking, people have already been shot over this shit. It's later. It tells it later here in the article, and I believe every word you're saying, Dion. I mean, that's why they have the fucking Tatum there. I mean, that's why he had him there. He's going to back the police. He's a black man, and fucking, and this was a real okay thing to do. No, it was not. Any fucking jury, if you read the fucking fourth article, did they satisfy the fucking necessity for a fucking warrant with an affidavit attached? Did they have one? Nope. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, ask this. What's the difference between the little lords and dukes walking up to you and saying, well, we think something is going on in your house? One of the king's men told us, because we have royalty rights now. Well, I have the lord. I have noble rights now. There's no difference.
Oh, wait. I've got another article that's just going to blow your ass away, brother. I mean, they're doing exactly what old Petter fucking said they were going to do. They're going to give policing powers to these non-elected goddamn non-governmental fucking agencies. Policing powers, the same power as police. Really? You'll get the same fucking treatment, cocksucker. Come give it a fucking go. I would rather be dead. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees beneath some piece of fucking communist trash like these cocksuckers. And see, I noticed all of a sudden how the thing on the police has just kind of went away. And even the liberal fucking, like in Portland and all the blue, what they call the blue states and the false left-right paradigm are telling the police to go, when you go enforce that law, you go ahead and just beat the hell out of anybody you want. Just don't hit our fucking goons in the street when they come. If we send our goons in to burn buildings down and fucking tear shit up and beat people, you leave them alone. But fucking the general public, and I tell you, it don't matter what fucking color you are. And it don't matter what fucking gender you are. Well, I mean, I have it's just a short line of the, I don't know how many of you watched the fucking video of them beating that woman on the fucking sidewalk. She was laying there asleep, just sleeping on the sidewalk. They beat the goddamn living hell out of her. Then one descended of them smug motherfuckers, and I gotta believe there were people fucking watching it happen. Cowards. Did them goddamn clothes scare you? I mean, well, maybe not. Maybe if it had just been plain-ass thugs in plain-ass clothes, you'd have still stood there because you're a bunch of worthless, immoral motherfuckers. Brandon Tatum, a former police officer. Thanks for telling me who he was, Dion, because I didn't know who any of these pricks were. Poole later posted a screenshot to Twitter reportedly showing several officers outside. The show's chief technological officer approached the officers and claimed and calmed them down before any violent action could have occurred, Poole said. So if these hadn't have been some agents there, if this guy hadn't have been a bigwig with his fucking cop buddy Tatum, it would have been, they just ripped in and fucking tried to fucking shot everybody in the fucking house. Just on an anonymous phone call. You really fucking think that's what your founders meant when they wrote that fourth article? It's fucking clear. You better have a goddamn warrant. It better be signed by somebody that's taken responsibility for what's about to fucking happen in the first place. And in the second place, you are not fucking God. You have no jurisdictional authority to even be at the house. You have no more jurisdictional authority than I have. You are working for a private corporation. You belong to a union. You have no judicial authority over an individual free sovereign national, you motherfucker. The Washington County Sheriff's Office confirmed the incident in a press release saying deputies were dispatched to Poole's property at approximately 8:15 p.m. for the report of two people having been shot and the suspect threatening suicide. A member of the Maryland State Police who arrived at the scene informed the deputies it could be a swatting incident. You don't even know. The thing is, that's why they had to have the sworn affidavit. You swear to that right there, and if there would be an affidavit, there wouldn't be no anonymous phone call is what they're claiming. You would have that person right there would be responsible. That person right there would go to fucking jail, wouldn't they? And I would charge them with attempted fucking murder. I mean, you say some of these people are being killed and shit, you're sending these goddamn Blackwater USA non-jurisdictional motherfucking killers in to fucking kill somebody you don't like. But I don't think that's why this was done. Now that Dion's told me who these fuckers are, this was set up. To get it in your fucking head that they can, what did they call it, that they're, extingent circumstances. Who you talk about open bullshit. I'll show you some extending circumstances, motherfucker. You come past my fucking door without a fucking warrant. We're at war. We're already at fucking war. You've done declared it on the Bill of Rights. And right there was a fucking attack on it. Right in front of your fucking face. And this Poole guy and this Tatum guy, oh, they're just trying to explain, well, yeah, they can do that. No, they fucking cannot. You have the right to... Sorry, go ahead, bro.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, those two, they're, like I said before, Brandon Tatum, he's, you know, ex-cop, very, 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 I mean, he's so... The cops can't do nothing wrong. He's very, I'm talking about so much on their side, man, you wouldn't believe. And he called himself a Republican. Tim Pool, he's called himself a Republican. He's always, if you ever heard him, he's always with that left-right paradigm. He was, oh, man, you talking about a big Trump card he was? Oh, my God, he's one of those people. So you're 100% right. They probably did set it up.
I believe they did. I believe that it was because now that, I mean, it's just like anything else that these old propagandists, may you die today, you motherfuckers. This is the kind of shit they do. They're trying to set a precedence for extingent circumstances replacing the fucking fourth article of our people's Bill of Rights, absolute, supreme, superior fucking law. Ain't gonna fucking do it. We have to enforce it, granted. We have to enforce it. By God, I'll fucking do it. And anybody that don't is a fucking traitor to their people. You enforce that motherfucker or else you surrender it. And you don't surrender shit for me, Poole, Tim Poole. Or you either, fucking Tatum. You surrender nothing, you motherfuckers. You are nobody, motherfuckers. And this was a setup to try to get... I mean, it's just so they could put out this fucking article today. And try to pretend extending circumstances when we don't need a warrant. Fuck you. And even the warrants that you generate, those goddamn computer-generated warrants, ain't no fucking good. Because they're being generated by people without jurisdictional authority to do so. And the fucking judge that's fucking signed them is not an elected fucking official of the people. He is an appointee of the same son of a bitches wanting to fucking kick in your fucking door and rifle through your shit. See what they can fucking take from you. Excuse me. See what else we got going here. We'll finish this article. The check was, the check. Now they're calling it a check. Oh, they were just checking. Really? Were you locked and loaded when you were checking there, buddy? Why, how about you went and checked the son of a bitch that supposedly made the phone call? Make them identify themselves, drive somebody's ass over there and get their name on a piece of fucking paper. With a signature saying that they fucking swear that this is happening before you fucking come close to somebody's fucking castle. That's what the law says. That's what the law fucking demands. And that law belongs to we the people, and by God, it's up to us to enforce it, guys. I'm telling you. We cannot let them get the notion that they can just fucking come into our goddamn houses whenever they fucking please. Because they cannot. In the first place, they're not fucking lawful fucking peace officers. They are fucking redundant. No, they're not. They're fucking. They're fucking the opposite of fucking what is required by the common law. They are privateers. They work for fucking unions. The union sets down and says, "Well, if you see extreming circumstances, you can go on in and bust in their house and rape their dog and shoot their kid and what might have you." That's what the policy of this fucking corporate fucking operation. Hey, wait a minute, motherfucker. Your corporate fucking policy violates the supreme law of this fucking land. In fact, it makes you, it is sedition and treason towards that law. So, it comes down to, are we gonna back our fucking law? Or are we gonna let these little motherfuckers run us over? Including this fucking Tatum and this fucking whatever his name was. The sheriff's office said it takes swatting incidents seriously. Ooh, do you really? How about if you take it fucking seriously, you insist upon a fucking name, or you go start hunting the son of a bitch that made that goddamn phone call. You got a 911. You tell me you can't trace the 911 phone call back to the goddamn phone in about 3 fucking seconds? That you can't go right to where that goddamn phone is? Is that what you're telling me? This is a setup, people. This was a program. It was thrown out there to get it in your head that, well, if it's a swatting incident, well, it really ain't the cops' fault. Those cops can't exist to start with. We gave no fucking consent for the government to have any kind of a goddamn policing force over the people. Got it, motherfucker? We elect a sheriff. We elect a constable. We elect a goddamn judge. That's it. And the rest of it is our jurisdictional authority and using that court to fucking exercise it. That's it. Anything else is private. It is goddamn Roman civil law, and it is fucking forbidden by the 9th article of the People's Bill of Fucking Rights. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, and this shit ain't even in the Constitution as certain rights. This is just fucking rogue fucking, we're gonna fucking do it. Well, you're gonna do it, you're gonna do it like the motherfuckers that we're heading for goddamn Concord. You're gonna get your fucking ass shot. Because we're not going to have you thinking you can just walk into our fucking houses. Fuck our privacy. Fuck our goddamn lawful rights to our goddamn security in our papers, persons, houses, and effects. Fuck you. Swatting. Listen to this. Listen to this shit. And they know this is going on and still they do it. Swatting pranks have ended lethally in the past. Such as when people... police killed 28-year-old Andrew Finch in 2017 after responding to a call about a hostage situation. So you're just sitting in your fucking house and some little fucking cuntless, cowardless, little fucking spineless piece of shit. Oh, I can't, I hate that person. I don't like that. They want that liberty and freedom and stuff. And I can't stand up and like act like I'm a fucking standing on an even keel with them because I'm a fucking worm. So this is what I'll do. Well, I'll tell you what, you come without a fucking warrant and you're in the fucking wrong, man. You get shot. That's just the fucking way it is. You don't have that goddamn warrant. You can't come in my goddamn house. And it has to be from a common law court. And there better be an affidavit attached with the person's name who has taken responsibility for that accusation that there is something going on in that house or that there's something that is to be seized in that fucking house. If you don't got it, you ain't coming in. You may come in, but we're going to kill each other on the way in and way out, buddy. I will not stand for it. I don't know. God damn it, people. 20, 30, 30 years ago, nobody would have stood for it. You understand that? This is sleazy. I just, you know, try to imagine George Soros, the fucking dripping off of that fucking slimy, pedophilic piece of fucking dog shit. And they're the fucking makers of this shit. The Zionist Jew, motherfucking cunt bastards. And that fat little bitch, I'm going to call you a fat little bitch, sitting on the throne over there in fucking England. You have no jurisdictional authority. You have no jurisdictional authority. We have the right to shoot you down like the fucking dogs you are if you can't come at us without jurisdictional authority. Got it? Cops cover body camera, hold down woman, beat the hell out of her for sleeping. Now, shouldn't there be riots in the fucking street, or is this like Kelly Thomas? When he was fucking, you know, when the cops slips the rubber glove on, I'm gonna fuck you up. And he's sitting there on the sidewalk, handcuffed, not bothering nobody, wasn't bothering nobody to start with, and they killed him! They want it back! So that's why, all the time that this Black Lives Matter bullshit was going on, we were telling you, this isn't a black problem, this isn't a color problem. This is a goddamn ruling elite thinking they're going to beat the fucking people they're going to rule into submission, and they don't give a fuck what color you are. Look at them. They're of all colors. They don't have no problem with color, do they? But then they say, well, now all the black people, I mean, the gangsters out there, they're popping people and getting put right back out on the fucking street, and it's just a terrible fucking thing. We got to come down on this, people. So they beat this fucking woman for sleeping on the fucking sidewalk because she has no fucking home. She's homeless on the continent her forefathers conquered. Don't you see? Let's see here. This is from the Free Thought Project. It was sent in by Galen for discussion. I'm from the Trenches World Report, and we'll hit it when we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1244 Pacific Time, and of course, that was Hogjaw would get some. And I will burn in hell before I'll sell my fucking rights away from me. And I mean, those rights right there are to be fucking enforced on the fucking spot, people. You don't have a fucking warrant, you don't fucking come in. And it better be from a common law fucking court under a common law jurisdiction that I am absolutely entitled to. It's an unalienable fucking right to be entitled to it. And there better be an affidavit attached with the son of a bitch's name that swore out the fucking complaint. It had better all be there. Anyway, we're talking about cops cover body cameras and hold down woman beat the hell out of her for sleeping. And this is exactly what we told you was going to happen. This is how they bring in their fucking national Stasi. Now see, Black Lives Matter. It was defund the police and all this shit, autonomous zones all this shit they were doing. And then all of a sudden, do you notice that it stopped? It's all gone. And now we're starting to see the videos of them fucking beating and killing fucking people. I don't know how many of you guys looked at the fucking one where the guy gets out with the fucking shotgun. Cops are chasing him. He has a fucking 5 rounds and a goddamn shotgun, and he's going to take on fucking 30 fucking police. I mean, this is not what it's about. I don't know probably a bad dope deal or what might have you. I don't know what the fucking dude's trip was. But probably wasn't even buckshot in the son of a bitch, and it's a shotgun you're going up against. And every one of those cops, man, they showed cop one, cop two, cop three, cop four. Every one of them, what was the first thing they fucking did? They grabbed that AR-15, and they jumped out with that 30-round fucking clip is what they fucking did. That's why they want a monopoly on the fire fucking power. Still a 30 of them against one. And the guy, he was carrying a fucking shit. He wouldn't even carry no fucking bullets for the son of a bitch. Just what was in it. That's not who we are. That's not who we're supposed to be. At this point, remember the Minutemen from the first fucking conflict with these dirty son of a bitch and international fuckers that would fucking think they can subjugate us and take our property and take our goddamn lives. They were called Minutemen. They were ready to go and fucking hit the fucking trail and be headed for the fucking fight in fucking 1 minute. You have to be second men and second women. You have to be able to fucking bring that gun to bear in one fucking second flat. Because that's how they'll come at you. And if you haven't prepared your fucking house for such a situation, you better get on the fucking ball. You better have things strategically placed. You better have fucking defense in fucking place to defend yourself the best you can. Now they come at you, 100 of them come at you, 100 to 1, they're probably going to get you, but goddamn, how would it be if you got 10 or 20 of the son of a bitches doing it? And then they were in the wrong, because they didn't have a goddamn warrant. It was emergency situations. That word emergency, they're trying to replace the whole fucking Bill of Rights with it, and nowhere does it appear in the fucking Bill of Rights. In fact, the fucking Bill of Rights fucking says it cannot fucking be. This is unalienable, unchangeable. If you want to go on a fucking house, you better have a fucking common law warrant, and it better have an affidavit attached. You will go and investigate first. If somebody tells you there's an active shooting, and you pull up and there's no fucking goddamn bullets flying anywhere, you got time to find out if it's real or not. And what it comes down to here, because an anonymous phone call. An anonymous phone call, people. Isn't that what they wanted for the red flag laws too? Oh, anonymous phone call. Yeah, that guy's got a gun. He's dangerous. That's all I need. Bye. Oh, that gives us authority to fucking go and fucking take your guns, violate every goddamn right you fucking have, piss all over that fucking... the supreme superior absolute law of December 15, 1790. Well, piss all the fuck that. It doesn't count. As long as somebody says the word emergency. Well, that word emergency can fucking go both ways, you motherfuckers. You can create emergencies too. You better start fucking following the fucking, but see, again, I want to keep coming back to it. Every day we're getting new fucking videos of them doing shit like this. And you watch the one of them beating that goddamn woman. You tell me, what man that could call himself a fucking man could stand there and just watch that fucking happen? Cowards.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
What color was that woman?
She was. She looked white to me. But, I mean, color should have nothing to do with it, but the game they're playing with the Black Lives Matter, that's why they wanted to make it look like it was a problem with black people. I grew up with fucking long hair, and I grew up on an Indian reservation. So the fucking cops, I mean, if you're from Chilliwack, you fought the cops or you didn't go back home. But them son of a bitches, they would use that as an excuse, you know, I didn't care what color you were. You're from Chilliwack.
Well, the reason why I asked is if she was white, that's white privilege is what I would call it.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely white privilege. You should watch it, or you can't. I wish you could watch the white privilege she got. It was quite, it was disgusting. It was cowardly. It was sickeningly cowardly. Two men on top of a woman. She was asleep, laying there asleep on the sidewalk, and they beat the goddamn living hell out of her. And she was one of these mental patients that should have been in a fucking facility being taken care of. But instead, they closed all those facilities, stuffed the money in their fucking pockets, some more of the fucking riches they've stolen, and this lady had to sleep on the goddamn side of the sidewalk. So somebody complain. So there's a poor son of a bitch who can't afford a place to sleep and sleeping on the sidewalk. Sleeping! That's a natural function of the body. And just fucking just beat the hell out of her. Whoever you pigs are, you're fucking cowards. You're sickening. And I don't care, and personally, I don't care what color the person is. If they're just fucking laying there sleeping, look at Tamron Rice. Now, he was black. A little kid fucking had a plastic gun. They wheel up, I watched the fucking footage, wheel up, jump out of the fucking car, just gun the little kid down. Let's kill him, because we can't, these motherfuckers that joined the pigs, they do it because they want to hurt people. They're the guy that got beat up and pushed down on the fucking playground all their life. And they never did fucking stand up to the fucking bully. So they became the fucking bully with the state and the federal fucking corporations backing their fucking play. With fucking a zillion dollars and owning the fucking, Star Chamber fucking courts that let them fucking, you can shoot somebody. I gotta get back some, boom. Oh, that was so fun. Like the guy that got shot on New Year's Eve in his back fucking yard. He went out to everybody in this town, everybody I know, everybody since I was a kid. Go out and shoot your fucking gun up in the air in the goddamn, on New Year's Eve. And he shot over a privacy fence. Just fucking shot the guy down, and he comes in the house bleeding in front of his family. His whole family's sitting there fucking traumatized, and they're coming in their goddamn house pointing fucking guns at him. They fucking got past that. That's why you're not hearing this black lives. I can't remember the last time I heard about Black Lives Matter. Because it was Black Lives Matter, they didn't give no more shit about black people than they did anybody else, because every fucking life fucking matters. And I would stand for everybody's fucking life. I don't care what color your fucking skin is. You're a fucking human being. You got goddamn natural rights. And it ain't okay to go up and just shoot somebody dead in their goddamn yard or beat women that are trying to sleep on the fucking sidewalk because they got nowhere else to be. You cowards. I think that Black Lives Matter, they ain't like the fucking majority in this goddamn country. Why isn't shit like this and what happened to Kelly Thomas and what happened to James Boyd, what happened to fucking James Garner, what happened to fucking Miriam Carey? Why aren't the people at all fucking saying this shit stops now or we'll kill every fucking one of you? You're non-judicial. You have no fucking goddamn authority. You didn't get it from the common law court, which is necessary for you to fucking even talk to me. And you sure as hell didn't get it through the judicial because it's forbidden by the fucking Bill of Rights. The people, all of us. But that they see that's how they get the divide. Black Lives Matter. And nobody else's does. What? What the fuck are you talking about? What's the matter with you? Every fucking life matters, you dickhead. And I'll tell it to any one of you. God. Yeah, I mean, fuck that right there. In the article here, they talk about how she'll sue and she'll probably win. What the fuck, man? No. I want those guys put, just like the guys, well, I think that was an operation with fucking raiding the studio. I think that was an operation, and Tatum was in on it, and the other guy was fucking in on it. Todd, whatever his fucking name is, they were in on it. And so they're trying to set a precedence here that your fucking door is not a boundary to them. Well, my goddamn door is, and I'll defend my fucking boundaries, motherfuckers. You come in, you come at me, we just think you're just gonna bust into my fucking house, I'll treat you like any other criminal. You're wearing black clothes already, you fucking criminal. You have no fucking lawful fucking jurisdiction to be in my goddamn house, be on my property, be near me, talk to me, do anything to me. You work for a private corporation, I'll treat you like a fucking Walmart employee who tries to kick my door in. I'll blow your ass right back out in the goddamn road. I'll fight you to the death. I will enforce the law. You guys can watch this over, you know, from the trenches. They got the videos up of cops cover body cameras, hold down woman and beat the hell out of her for sleeping. Go watch it. Go watch what they did to that woman. And you need to try to tell me that, well, nobody's going to stand, nobody's raising hell about this. In my dad's time, when my dad was, say, in his 20s or 30s, somebody had done something, they'd have killed them goddamn cops. Not right then and there, but them goddamn cops would end up missing. Plain and simple. Or their houses would have been burned down. The people didn't put up with that shit. And your neighbor. I mean, somebody did that to you and fucking came in your house like that. Your fucking neighbors would attack them. Because that's their goddamn sovereignty too. If you can go into this house here without a goddamn warrant, just because we suspect something could be happening hypothetically, we're going to kick down your fucking door, come in and fucking shooting. Huh? You're in violation of the law, son of a bitch. You are committing treason and sedition. And you are doing it, and you are coming at me with fucking, I'm in fear for my fucking life. I'll fucking defend myself, and I'll fucking kill as many of you as I fucking can. You dirty, low-life son of a bitches. Non-jurisdictional. That's why I want to kind of jump over this real quick, because I want to get over here to this other one. Bill filed in Washington would authorize strike force to involuntarily detain unvaccinated families. They have already set up the internment camps. This is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. The Washington State Board of Health may soon amend. Now listen, the Washington State Board of Health, that's not a government agency. That's a non-governmental agency. Just like the CDC may soon amend. Oh, they're amending laws. They're making laws and amending them now, huh? You do not have the authority. We better read that 9th fucking article and you better get it clear what it means in your head while you still got a fucking head. Amend state law to authorize the involuntary detainment of residents as young as 5 years old. And COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Everybody fucking knows COVID-19 doesn't exist. Internment camps. For failing to comply with state's experimental vaccine mandate, WAC 246-100-040, a proposed revision to include COVID protocol under the state's Communicable and Certain Other Disease Act outlines. Oh, they're doing this by an act again, like the 1968 Gun Control Act. That's a direct fucking violation of the fucking 9th article. You can have no authority to do it. You had no authority to do it. You have no authority to do it. You're acting as fucking outlaws and criminals. Procedures for isolation or quarantine. The measure would allow local health officers, listen to this shit, local health officers. Now, these are non-governmental motherfuckers. Non-governmental agencies. This isn't elected by the people. This isn't the people's representatives in any fucking form. And they have no judicial authority. Because the only way they could get it over sovereign is to go through the fucking common law course. But hey, would allow local health officers his or her discretion to issue an emergency. Oh, there's that word again. You know, they wrote all the, it was during Obama, they wrote, I mean, it was a list of fucking, executive orders, which were unfucking lawful, without fucking jurisdiction to write them. And emergency, I can do this, emergency, we can do this, emergency. No, you can't, no, you can't, no, you can't. Boom, 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 boom! The fucking king thought he could. That's an emergency. The kid, they're not handing over their fucking land. They're not handing over their persons to be my subjects. It's an emergency. There's nothing in the law about emergencies, motherfucker. The law is fucking very clear and factual fucking information that has to be obtained before you can fucking even talk to an American national. Emergency detention order causing a person or group of persons to be immediately detained for purposes of isolation or quarantine. Health officers are required to provide documentation providing unvaccinated residents subject to detention have denied requests for medical examination. Shove it up your ass. Did you take me through a due process of the law? No, you did not. You cannot gain any authority over me. No other way. That's why the Bill of Rights was written, so you tyrannical motherfuckers could never get this kind of fucking control over the people of the United States of these Americas. We are protected from you by us and our guns. I didn't volunteer. Let's listen to shit. Request for medical examination, testing, treatment, counseling, vaccination, decontamination of persons or animals, isolation, quarantine, and inspection, inspection of closure facilities. Here's another, I'm just going to walk through your fucking door. I'm a non-governor. I have no fucking authority whatsoever under the law. But I'm a government. I work for the health office over there, and that's a private contractor that's contracted out to the state or the local municipality or the fucking county municipality. And so I can just walk into your goddamn house. Try it, motherfucker. Try coming in my house without a fucking warrant. Your fucking ass will fly backwards, and you'll hit the fucking fence before you hit the ground. Prior to involuntary confinement in quarantine facilities. Involuntary, listen to this, prior to involuntary confinement. I mean, god damn it, man, you think we're fucking around here, you son of a bitches? Involuntary confinement. No, we don't volunteer. And if we don't volunteer, the only way you can fucking force us is to go through that procedural due process in that fucking Bill of Rights, which is the common law for these United States of America, and get a fucking ruling from a goddamn common law jury, which each and every one of us is entitled to. Got it? Anything short of that is just fucking, you're a fucking criminal. You're busting in my fucking house as a fucking criminal, and you'll get what any fucking criminal get that busts into my fucking house. According to W-246-100-040, a local health officer may invoke the powers of police officers. They have no fucking power, motherfucker. It's for them to have power would be a violation of the Ninth Article. For them to have the power to just walk into your fucking house in violation of the law would be a fucking violation of the fucking law, wouldn't it? What do you think, that Bill of Rights doesn't exist? It's about time we stood up on our fucking hind legs, people, and we fucking showed them that motherfucker exists, and we will enforce it with deadly fucking force. If we die doing it, we die the best death a person could fucking die. For liberty and justice and goddamn freedom. How long have we praised the people who fucking fought to give it to us? And then to just let these fucking, a few little legalese from a fucking, one of the queen's fucking goddamn esquires, a little legalese powers of police. But police don't got no fucking power. You government, you cannot have police that fucking have power over the people. Only the people can have police as in the form of a fucking sheriff, the sheriff's posse, the fucking coroner, and a fucking judge that we elect. That's the law for us. That's it. Period. You have no jurisdiction over us. You're our bitches. That's what you, at least that's what you told us when you were fucking laying that constitution, when you ratified that constitution, a handful of you. A handful of you who did not represent the people, who represented the aristocrats of the time, when you fucking ratified that piece of shit fucking paper that ain't worth the ink that was written with. It is fucking unlawful. And then the first thing you did was try to take jurisdictional authority over the whole goddamn fucking mass of the people of the country When we already fucking worked the common law, motherfucker. To do that, you would have to be an admiralty fucking dictatorship, wouldn't ya? Oh, well, we're going to put this 10-mile square of citadel in a part of Maryland here. We're going to call it Washington, D.C., and this is that's the only place our law and our authority is going to exist. Fucking right. It's right. And, hey, people, it is at your fucking doorstep now. Make no mistake about it. So you better have your fucking mind right, and you better decide what you're going to do. You better decide what life your grandchildren are going to live, because that's what's at stake here. Sheriffs, constables, listen, a local health officer, listen to this shit, may invoke the powers of police officers, sheriffs, constables, and all other officers and employees of any political subdivision. These are all goddamn fucking corporations. Hey, Walmart can send their goddamn police down here. I'm cussing you, Walmart. Where's your fucking Walmart police? Fuck you. You people, it's time to fucking fight or fucking get down on your goddamn knees and lick their fucking boots. What are you going to do? Within the jurisdiction of the health department. The health department has a jurisdiction. The only way jurisdiction can be attained is through the procedural due process in the 4th and 5th, 6th, 7th Amendment, 8th Amendment of the fucking Bill of Rights. I mean, Articles of the Bill of Rights. I'm sorry. That's the only way you can get goddamn jurisdictional authority over we the people. It was clear for 200 fucking years. Everybody understood it for 200 fucking years. But all of a sudden you fucking got these goddamn communists. Well, hell, maybe a lot of them don't fucking understand it. I mean, they've come here as refugees 3 weeks ago and now they're a fucking congresswoman or a congressman. How in the hell do you think that happens? Do you believe that? Do you believe that you're electing these fucking foreigners who do not even know what your fucking law is and think they can just get put out statements like this? Well, every health official is going to have the same powers as a cop, and well, we might as well go ahead and give him a gun, because that's what's next. That's what old Petter predicted, and he was fucking right. So they see they've got it now until the public sector employs more people than the private sector, and every one of them is fucking anthropos, just like these dogs that fucking have these licenses for these businesses, and they'll violate your fucking rights and not, just to not lose their fucking license. They are government agents. They are they're not private fucking businesses. They are public fucking entities. And they will violate your rights for their mammon. And act like they have the authority to fucking do it. And if you won't fucking concede, they will fucking call in the fucking, these fucking non-judicial goddamn fucking what they're called police. It didn't say police me or give me death. It said give me freedom or give me death. You don't police us. You don't have police. You're not allowed to have police. You're not allowed to have any kind of force to use against we the people. We, the unorganized militia of this fucking country, are the goddamn authority in this fucking country. We're the goddamn people that fucking keep the peace. We're the people that fucking have the guns, the best fucking guns. Not a five-shot shotgun against fucking 30 fucking goddamn AR-15s. You'd like it that way. But how would it be if you had to come against us in the real fucking fashion, where one of you had to come up against 1,000 of us with fucking AR-15s with your AR-15? You wouldn't even come with it. You'd fucking turn around the other way. You'd floorboard that car and you wouldn't stop till the fucker ran out of gas. Then you'd jump out of it and run. They're on the ropes, people. They're going to try this tough guy fucking shit just like the goddamn prick that marched on fucking Concord. You're going to have to fucking give them what them cocksuckers at Concord got. A good fucking dose of it's what they need. We're past the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, it's on. That is the Word from the Trenches.